Hello, hello. Yeah, I heard the word hello was invented for the phone. When you answer the telephone, that it wasn't used until the telephone was invented. Maybe that's true. And this is stories and stuff. Time I get to share stories and sometimes stuff. And I really enjoy being able to be with you like this. I've done it for 12 years. This is Joy Bubbles in Minneapolis, your storyteller. Well, last week I talked about this year's birthday. I think this time I'll talk about last year's birthday. And the call I got that early birthday morning. It was a Wednesday, May 25th of 2005. Well, it started the way I met Penelope was just not very long after the Oklahoma City bombing. She lives in Oklahoma City, and she was very, very upset, naturally. And she called me up and had read some articles and heard that I enjoy being childlike. And she just wanted to, just share and read some little children's books to me. And I said, "Oh, I love to hear them." And she said, "Yeah, that's what the article said." So she began reading to me and read about nine of them, and suddenly just became overcome and started crying and crying and said she had to go. And I didn't know if it'd be somebody I would hear from again. She didn't even give me her name that first time, just wanted to read to me. And sure enough, a few days later, she called and told me she was Penelope, and I think we talked 5 or 6 hours. And her friend Judy was there. They actually live in separate houses, but you wouldn't know it because over the years, when Penelope calls me, there's always Judy there. And they know that I hate chocolate. Ew. And I hate peanut butter. Ew. And they mention them both together. Chocolate and peanut butter we got. And I'll go, ew, ew, ew. And they eat it. They get these Swiss chocolate soldiers and eat it right in my ear over the phone, just so I'll say, ew. They love chocolate. They went somewhere one time. I don't know where you go to do this, but they went and took a bath in some kind of warm liquid chocolate. They probably smelled like chocolate for days. I don't know. And then I was mentioning to Penelope about that I tried to give my blood to get some little pocket money that I needed. And it turned out when they tested, they found out that I had too much sugar in my urine. And for weeks after that, when Penelope would call me, she'd say, "Hello, sweet pea." And I don't think she spelled it PEA either. "Hello, sweet pea," she'd say. But normally when she calls me, she says, "Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles." She likes the name so much, she just has to say it three times. There's a dolphin researcher that called me recently that even named a dolphin that he works with after me over in the Indian Ocean somewhere that swims freely. And but he wants to communicate with dolphins and read an article about me and heard that part of my life is I enjoy working on being childlike. And he says that's a real good place to begin in thinking about communicating with dolphins. And so we have long talks that he tape records about childlike and just ways of thinking, like the essence of childhood to me, curiosity, play, and affection, things like that. Because children are always asking questions, "Why? What's that?" And play, Well, anyway, one day I had mentioned to Penelope that I needed some, a little part-time job or something to help me get to Pittsburgh. I'd been saving for several years to go to Pittsburgh and listen to all the Mr. Rogers programs up there that they have in the archives, so I could hear the whole collection of 895 Mr. Rogers Neighborhood. And I just happened to mention it, and I never thought that when I mentioned that I was looking for a little job, that she would be the one to call me about it. A few days later, a few weeks later maybe, about 2 or 3 in the morning, the phone rang. She said, "Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles, Joy Bubbles, Judy just found you a job on the computer." "Found me a job?" "Yeah, you'll be in the laboratory and they'll pay you." "A laboratory? What do I do?" "Well, you'll be in a laboratory." "Well, I mean, what do I do in the laboratory?" "Oh, you smell pig poop." "What?" "Manure. Everybody does it. And, hogs, pigs, things like that. You'll be smelling it. They'll pay you." Well, somebody as crazy as Penelope that eats chocolate in my ear, even though I, you know, even though she knows I don't exactly like it. You know, I wasn't sure whether to believe. You know, would you believe somebody that calls you at 2 in the morning to tell you there's a job there for you smelling pig manure, you know? Well, I said, well, where is this job? She said, at the University of Minnesota. And I said, do they have a phone number? Because I know all the exchanges for the university area, you know. And sure enough, she had one. Judy found it on the computer, she said again, and gave me the phone number. And I called it. And sure enough, they had training for it, you know. And I learned that the poop stinks, but the checks smell real good. And it did help me get to Pittsburgh. So she's been a friend in the 90s, and will be forever, her and Judy. They've been partners, lesbian partners, for about 25 years, I think. And they were taking a trip to Canada, just, you know, hanging around and exploring things. And they read an article there when they were in Ontario, some little town they were in, just got a sudden idea. Hey, you know, after all this time together, it's about time we got married. It was a sudden decision. And so they went and got a marriage license, and wasn't very long later with the Justice of the Peace, I think that's what it's called in Canada, in a little town in Toronto, and I mean, a little town in Ontario somewhere, they actually had a ceremony. Well, they needed two witnesses, and they just kind of went out in the hall and asked around, hey, you know, would you like to be witnesses? We're getting married, and we came from Oklahoma. And there was one lady there that was 87. She said, wow, you know, I had no idea. I woke up this morning, I said, I want an adventure in my life, a grand adventure. And I was just wondering what it is, and I decided to come over to the courthouse here and just kind of, maybe just my adventure would just be people watching. And I was just here. I had no idea what it would be, but I knew today was an adventure day. And I never thought I would be a witness for some people coming from the States to be wed. This is wonderful. Getting to be with you while you share love. This is a grand adventure. Woo-hoo! She must have said woo-hoo a bunch of times. She said, I got to go out and get my CD player and play you something, too. And so anyway, she came back, and then they found a guy that was very dignified, financial auditor or something, very contrasting to this 87-year-old woman. And they were both witnesses. They were pronounced spouse and spouse and everything. And, well, it was, they had decided, too, that a good day to get married was on Joy Bubble's birthday, May 25th. And sure enough, I got a call, and they had the cell phone, and they tried a couple different mics to get the best one and everything, and it was a real good connection. They wanted me to be part of, let me hear as they shared love formally and legally, and it was one of the most moving things that I can remember hearing. And the lady, the 87-year-old, said, you know what, she wanted to do a little reading too, a little saying in the wedding. This thing of sharing love, you know, when you share love and give it away, you don't have less. You have everybody. Love gets more in the whole universe because you've given it away, and therefore there's more love than there was before. Love is one of those things, when you give it, there's more of it. And she was talking like that, and they broke off pieces of each other's candy bar and shared it because they didn't really have rings or anything. And then she played the CD. It's called One in a Million You by Larry Graham. And love came into my life, you know, and all this stuff. And Penelope and Judy were holding hands and kind of swaying to the music. And she was, I think all three of them were crying. Well, the man was just very dignified and signed the signature and stuff. But these people were sharing, and I was there. And I cried, too, because crying is not a breakdown. It's a breakthrough. Being a witness to love, sharing something so big and wonderful and beautiful. And the song was One in a Million You. And I felt like that, too. You know, when I answered the phone that morning, you know, to think that, you know, of all the people in the world, she chose me to share her love with, Penelope and Judy, to share their love with. And I was on the phone that special morning. And I felt like a one in a million you. When do you get a call from Canada with two people getting married and sharing it with you over a mobile, as they would say? And I cried too. One in a million you, one in a million me, and everybody that's listening is a one in a million, or one in a, I don't know how many numbers, because, you know, you were made special, and nobody's ever been made like you before, and never again. You're a one in a million you, and I just felt so privileged to share love. And you know what? I'll never forget our wedding anniversary, since it's on my birthday, you know. Penelope and Judy, even if they do eat chocolate in my ears, I love them both. I mean, I'll never be lesbian, and I don't think I'll ever be gay. Well, depends on how you use the word. I've used it as sharing joy, J-I-P, joy is possible. So, but still, never be gay, but I can always feel so special being a part of somebody sharing their love. Next week there'll be another story. You take care, stay strong, and take care of each other. Find some time to play. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.